welcome. I thought I would try a little something different for this week's post rather than a video or just, you know, me writing a load of text. I thought I would go and revert to my little podcast app. So because this is going to be on a public app, I'm going to start off by saying hello, my name's Gillian. I am an integrative healthcare practitioner, and this little recording is part of a wellness group that I run through social media. So now that, wee bit's out the way, I hope that you enjoy this format. I felt like it was important, as we're going to be talking about sleep, that I not offer you another screen to look at. I thought this way we could, you could have it as a recording, you could maybe have it in your ear as you're doing something else, and just allow you to think about your sleep and how you can improve your sleep hygiene, you know, rather than staring at me. So I'm having a wee think about the different things that were posted on the group, different issues that people said that they were having. Lots of people getting between 7 and 8 hours sleep, which is brilliant. I think anything between 6 and 8, obviously, as we get older, we need less sleep. I think that we can get too hung up on the numbers, you know, that if we're not getting 8 hours sleep, then we're not getting enough. But I think it's really down to how you feel in the morning. Do you wake up feeling rested, refreshed, ready to get on with the day, or are you snoozing the alarm 3 or 4 times and, you know, really wishing that you had gone to bed that little bit earlier again? Which one's more like you? But yeah, so I just wanted to share with you some top tips for getting better sleep. But the first one I would say is, I suppose not really a tip, but just having a look at your bedroom. Is it a conducive set up for sleep? So a year or so back, we removed the television from our room. I felt like it was just a distraction. It was something, a device that didn't need to be there. So yeah, we try to keep the clutter to a minimum. Keep the windows open, or at least open them once every day, just to let all that stagnant air out, let some fresh air in, keep the air circulating. One of the tips that I will give you though is that, you know, it's often said that it's ideal to actually have a colder room when you go to bed. I know that doesn't suit a lot of people. They want it to be all warm and snuggly, hot water bottles and all the rest of it. But it's meant to be much better for you if the room's a little bit cooler. You can get into a cool bed and heat it up yourself. Not freezing cold, so that you're not roasting. That would be tip number one. Making sure your bedroom's all nice and tidy, it's not stressing you out, and that it's an appropriate temperature. Tip number two, stop eating 3 hours before bedtime. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. That's so that your body's not right in the middle of digestion as you're trying to lie down and go to sleep. Exercise. So yeah, it's important if you are quite sedentary throughout the day and then you're maybe having difficulty trying to get to sleep at night, that you look for ways that you can move your body. So if that's just even a short 15-20 minute walk at the end of the day, perhaps you park your car a little bit further away from your office or the train station, or, you know, you get the gist, something along those lines that allows you to get a little bit of movement in, which also ties in with another point that it's for our circadian rhythms, to try and help them to balance out. It's really important to try and get some natural daylight soon after waking. So if you can take that walk first thing in the morning, that's perfect. That's going to help to wake you up naturally, to make you feel more alert, to get you ready for the day ahead. So those two points kind of tie in quite nicely, a little bit of exercise first thing in the morning, or even just if you can sit outside with your morning cuppa, sit on the balcony, sit in the garden, just trying to get some daylight, which I know living in Scotland is can be a hit or a miss. I'm not telling you these points in the order that I've written them down. I'm just trying to confuse myself. Okay, so we've done temperature control in the bedroom, exercise, stop eating 3 hours before, lighting. Yeah, light first thing in the morning, but not in the evening. So this is always the bit that everybody hates. So I always find in the summer, I start to go to bed later and later, and then just start to feel a little bit more tired as we get closer and closer to the solstice. And it's because I love my garden and I don't want to come inside. And when I have extra daylight, that means I'll spend more time out there in the evening. And yeah, that's going to keep me awake for longer. I'm going to keep that daylight flooding into my eyes. So what I have to really do is try and be a little bit stricter with myself and just get indoors, shut the curtains, light a candle, go for low lighting. To try and tell my body that it's not time for gardening anymore, it's time to go to sleep. So yeah, lighting works both ends of the day, and it also ties in nicely with my next point, which is screen time. And this is always the one that everybody hates, well, one of two that everybody hates. I would suggest that you stop. Well, for me, I would say 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is the optimal time for me to stop looking at any screens whatsoever, so that I'm having a good hour of screen-free time. And if you really want to sort of challenge yourself, then I would say to stop reading as well. And then people are like, well, what am I going to do for a whole hour? A whole hour of nothing. Don't start doing housework. That's not helpful. Well, maybe it is if you're tidy in your room so it's nice and neat before you go to bed. But one of the suggestions that we came up with when we ran this group in the past was, you know, we spend a lot of time telling ourselves we should be doing this, we should be doing that, and a lot of people agreed. So an evening skincare routine. Often we're too tired to do that. We stay at the TV until it's time to just drag ourselves upstairs and fall into bed. But what about if we spent that last hour just on our own self-care? You know, perhaps you do a full facial routine. Maybe moisturise your arms and legs. Give them a wee treat. Maybe have a foot soak. That's probably one of my favourite things to do. Is just soak my feet in some lavender bath milk. Allow any of the negativity or negative energy to just drain off of you, fall down your body and into the water, and then throw it away. That's a lovely thing to do at the end of the day. Or do your meditation. Now, I was having a wee think as well for people that are telling me that you wake up in the middle of the night and your brain starts to tick, 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 tick. Or, you know, you're having trouble getting to sleep at night. It's taking you a while because you're processing all of those thoughts. What if you took some time in that last hour to just sort of sit down, not lie down, sit down so that you're not going to completely crash out. Do a little body scan, get yourself into a comfortable position. You know, allow yourself to focus on resting your body, breathing deeply. Getting into that more relaxed state. Maybe having a little pad and pen next to you. And then just allowing yourself to revisit your day. You know, rather than lying in bed telling yourself to stop thinking about your day, give yourself that little bit of time where it's appropriate to go through the day. Maybe just rather than going too deep into thought about anything, but just running through from when you got up in the morning, the different things that happened, maybe noting different emotions that were triggered throughout the day. So you could get to the end of it and think, okay, so, you know, at lunchtime, I felt a lot of happiness. I was speaking to my friend. So maybe I'm going to make a little note that I want to do more of that. I want to feel happy like that more often. Or times that we maybe had more negative emotions, what caused them? You know, is there anything that we can do to change or have an effect on that? Maybe just make a little note of it. You know, if there isn't, then just noting that as well. That's totally out with your control. But taking the time to go through your day in that way, thinking about anything that you might need to consider for the day ahead, and actually having it all noted down. I wonder if those people who are prone to waking up and overthinking through the night, have ever tried that as a way to just sort of, when it happens, allow your brain to go, okay, well, we've dealt with that. That's okay. I can put that aside and we'll deal with it in the morning. I've made a note of it. So I'd love for you guys to try that. Or if you don't think that's a good idea, give me some feedback and let me know that you what are your thoughts or concerns around that. So what else did I want to say to you? Screen time. Yeah, an hour before. And if I know we're midway through the week this week, but that's the beauty of running the programme like this. Everybody's sort of doing it at their own pace. If anybody wants to start like a whole week of committing to new habits around bedtime, then please pop that in the group chat. We can see if anybody else wants to join in and do it with you. And then, you know, you can start a little bit of conversation around it. It's always nicer when you do it with somebody else. I'm totally up for any challenges that anybody wants to do. I could totally be doing with a little kick up the bum to switch off the TV and find more loving and compassionate ways to spend my last hours before I go to bed, rather than doing the TV and drag. The only other point that I haven't mentioned, and again, this is the other one that people don't tend to like, is around caffeine and alcohol. They are not great for sleep. We all know that. We want to ignore it. We want to just drink the wine, drink the coffee. But seriously, if you are having issues around your sleep, then I would avoid the alcohol and try and avoid any coffee or any caffeine after midday. I mean, it can stay in your system for up to 11-12 hours. And not everybody's the same. Some people can drink a cup of coffee and then go to bed. But if you are having difficulty with sleeping, then you may be more sensitive to caffeine, and that's definitely something to consider. Okie dokie. So, that was all of the points that I wanted to raise with you for today. Let me see where we're at. Coming up on 15 minutes. If you would like me to do a little recording where I talk you through that little idea of allowing your body to relax and then just maybe taking the time to note things that have happened in your day, just to allow you to put them down and maybe sleep a little more gently, then just let me know. I have had a little look into it, but a lot of the recent research has shown that mindfulness meditation can be really beneficial for encouraging better sleep patterns. But actually, rather than do it as you fall asleep, it is better to do it a little while before, you know, so that you're not falling asleep during the exercise, so that you're getting used to that idea of separating yourself from your thoughts, and using the different techniques that we use in mindfulness. And then when it comes to being in bed and these things come up, you're already more able to to use these tools and cope with the situation a little bit better. So yeah, I'm going. Thank you very much for listening. If you happen to come across any of the other recordings that are in this podcast, I can only apologise. I did them a few years ago. Some of them I find kind of embarrassing. Actually, nobody really likes to listen to their own voice, do they? So I probably find a lot of them quite embarrassing. But they helped people at the time, and that was the main reason for doing it. Okay. Lovely to speak to you all, and I look forward to receiving your feedback in the group. Bye.